What keeps you up at night? I'll tell you what keeps me up at night. The state of our world, how we got here, and what we can do about it. I'm always very motivated to find solutions. I think about problems for a while, but I try not to get stuck in the mud of it all. And we see so much division that it's terrifying some of us. And people trying to change others' opinions is not doing very much more than splitting us further apart because people will ground into their own opinions, their own biases, their own perspectives. So I am dedicated to starting at an earlier age, not to indoctrinate, not to give different biases, my personal biases, to the youth that are coming up today, but to give them thinking skills and critical thinking skills. And critical doesn't mean criticizing, it just means the ability to analyze and consider from different points of view, and then see how those different points of view rest within our own values. And I believe, I know, my experience is that we can do this with today's students, and we must do this with today's students in a way that is fair, respectful, mutually respectful, feels empowering to all parties, students, youth, children, and us as well. But that mutual respect element is the key. Because if we don't trust people's innate humanity, innate capacity for compassion, to see things from other people's point of view, which is empathy, different from compassion, a little bit, an extra step of from compassion. If we don't trust every child's, every adult's ability to view from compassion and then from empathy, then we are starting at a place that is not respectful and does not invite mutual respect. And that can't be the model of how humanity keeps trotting along now. It's not going to end well. We can see the cliff that we're heading towards, and we can do something about it. We can. And it takes a mind shift, but not an impossible one, not one that doesn't make sense to all of us, really, if we take a breath and consider it, the value of it. And what that is sitting, standing with children, with a group of children. It's always best, I think, my experience, with a group of children, so that they can find out how much in alignment their new developing values are. And usually those are less impacted by a built-up set of biases and indoctrination. And so you will see in the podcast that I host, Big Picture Social Emotional Learning Podcast, you can find it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You'll see that every guest that I invite is someone who, in their own way, from their own perspective, from early childhood educators to art teachers to people who understand ADHD, the full spectrum of perspectives of educators and their disciplines, you will see that each and every one of them functions and relates to a level of mutual respect with the youth with whom they are engaged. And there, once we start to see how this can work to everyone's benefit, short term and long term, so we can veer away from the cliff that, I mean, are we not heading towards a cliff when we just keep battling and saying, I'm right, no, I'm right, no, you're wrong, no, you're wrong. How can that end well? I don't think it can. So here I am back on the podcast. I've been traveling out of the country. Partly I needed some rest and relaxation, and partly because it's a big world that we live on. This planet has given rise to so many different cultural values and success in ways that in our country, in the United States, are not doing too well. And it's been a fascinating journey, and I don't want it to stop. I want it to continue. But right now, I need to get back to sharing these ideas on this podcast because they want to be shared. The ideas want to be shared. And so that's why I'm here. And so I would love to hear what your concerns are. And let's move forward from here. I just want you to know the guests that I will be having will help us to continue considering ways that we can expand children's ability to get some big picture thinking, to move beyond the biases of their immediate neighborhood, their immediate school or home environments, to look at things, and maybe they'll come back to what their school and their cultural values say, but they'll do it from a point of view that is well informed instead of through looking through a tunnel. And this is, how could this be wrong? How could it not be right? I don't want to be enemies with anyone. I want us to realize that we're all in this together. How could we not be? It's one planet. It's one set of humanity. If you take away skin colors and cultures and everything, I mean, the bombs and the wars that are happening make you realize that we are affected by everything, even if it's on the other side of the planet. We are affected, and we can have an effect. And with our impact on today's youth, we can have a very positive effect by helping them to be thinkers, to analyze things, to not just be in reaction mode all the time or in fear-based mindset that is just reactionary and emotional. We've got to move away from that. We've got to move towards thinking and careful analysis, which is, unfortunately, the word is critical analysis, critical thinking, but that's just careful thinking, careful analysis, moving away from that emotional knee-jerk response that is not serving us as a whole. So I would love your thoughts on this. I would love people to share more conversations with. So please stick around. We're going to move forward with this whole line of thinking now in a very big picture, warmly inviting way to be added to this perspective in which win-win really can be a fact of life, where no one needs to be afraid because one side is doing well, that means the other side is not. That is a model that is so old and so based in a very unwise way of looking at things. And maybe it served certain people who thought that dividing people, dividing mindsets, dividing religions, dividing personal philosophies, if you divide up people, if you divide up factions, if you divide up cultures, then they're weakened. But we don't have to be divided. If we move in a mutual respect, an alliance of mutual respect, we don't have to compromise, but we can help children to move in that kind of a mindset, then it will help all of us to progress. I hope you'll consider that. And if you have comments, I would so much genuinely love to hear from you. All right, I'll stop for now.